You say that you have some information regarding what's facing the Edge Community Center folks.
I do. For my records, I can tell you that there were bills generated and mailed out from 2011 forward. First couple of years, it looks like there was no valid address for those bills. Then there was an address provided, and the bills went out there, and I believe they continued till around 2014, 2015, when one was kicked back as a bad address. Got an address change, sent it out again, and have continued to send the bills out. Now, not sure if, you know, the people that were in charge had actually provided the correct address and information and contact information to the appraisal district. Obviously, you know, if there's a change and they're not notified, it's going to be difficult for us to get it to the right person. But there have been bills mailed out and delinquent notices mailed as well each year since 2011, I think, and 2012.
Yeah, I'm looking at my screenshot from your website detailing about $4,500 in base tax that is due and mm-hmm. penalties and interest of about $2,100 and attorney fees of about $1,000.
Yes, because each year, of course, is treated specifically and individually, and each year has its own penalty and interest rate. And I could go into all the steps taken that we, you know, notify people when there's you're going to get attorney fees if it's not paid by a certain date. Those don't apply immediately. As far as the exemption itself, that is something I understand has to be applied for, I believe, annually at the appraisal district. And if it basically stopped, or if they closed down and quit using the center, you know, then it would not necessarily qualify. And they would have to reapply for that exemption. So.
But that is outside.
I know we have been talking to the people and trying to help them. You know, set up a payment plan if necessary. Whatever we could do to help.
What is the normal course and timetable regarding properties that are delinquent and paying taxes?
We will track a property, of course. You're given roughly 4 months to pay with no penalty and interest, and then there's another approximately 6 months where the penalty and interest continues to accrue until attorney fees will apply, and that's only because the attorney firm that works to collect delinquent taxes formally picks that up and starts working accounts. Penalties stop at 12%, never get any higher. Interest continues to accrue at 1% per month until the bill is paid in full. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing. All of this is statutory. All of it is literally hard written into the tax code. So there's very little leeway that we have as far as penalty and interest goes.